I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Texans dream schedule. I got it laid out, John Lopez. Texans, I'm going to lay out what I want their schedule to be. I'm going to tell you why. I want you to react. I want everyone else to react as well. 713-572-4610. There's a little bit of time before the schedule comes out. We actually got a couple months because it comes out before the draft. They don't have an exact date on it.
Usually the second or third week in April, only because they lay out the schedule to the teams, and then the teams come back with them if they have any major conflicts.
So less than 2 months away, but fear not, I got you covered, because I'm going to lay it out perfectly for the Texans.
You're talking about, like, for them to manage
succeed.
What is not an easy
to succeed
list of opponents.
Yeah, it's not, especially if you look at the quarterbacks. And that goes back to our thoughts that you can't look at last year's defense and say it's okay, despite the fact they gave up 19 points a game, because they're going to be playing way better offenses this year. So you need to improve that defense, and you're relatively healthy on defense outside of Aaron Colvin, who even when he was healthy was getting scratched for Sharice Wright. There are no longer rules as to who has to open the game. Like if it has to be a conference
open the season.
So I'm going to go ahead and get this thing started out with a bang, if you will.
Let's break this up into, you know, like thirds. Let's do six games and then five games.
Okay.
So we can kind of talk about it here, because I saw you sent it to me, the schedule. Mm-hmm. I like most of what I see. I think it's very plausible, but of course, you know, it's not going to be exact. But you're talking about like the dream scenario for the Texans.
Yes, sir. You ready for it?
All right. First six games.
Week one, Thursday night, opening the NFL season. Two of the most popular players in the entire league, last year's MVP, Chiefs quarterback Pat Mahomes, leads the Kansas City Chiefs against Deshaun Watson and company to open the NFL season. All eyes will be on the Houston Texans. It'll be an opportunity to get the season started off with a bang. Last year they had that opportunity against the New England Patriots. We all remember what happened. It was the "It's Not My Job" by Bill O'Brien game. But this year, they get a crack at Pat Mahomes to open the NFL season. Prime time. Everybody anticipating this. Texans versus Chiefs, week one on a Thursday night.
I would love it. I mean, I would absolutely love it. I think it's you know, it checks the box of opening the season with, you know, you got to have headliners. And Deshaun Watson and Pat Mahomes, you can't find bigger headliners than that.
Week two at NRG, the home opener against the Carolina Panthers. And the reason I put this week two, and the reason Texans fans should be rooting to play Carolina early, quarterback Cam Newton coming off a shoulder surgery. Don't know if he's even going to play at all this season, but even if he does, he's going to be a little bit rusty. So you get Carolina at the right time, week two.
Yeah, he could sit out the whole year, but if you want to make sure you guarantee you're not going to have to face Cam Newton, early in the season.
Week three, Tennessee at NRG. Tennessee Titans last year, week two, got the best of the Texans. The Texans division opener against the Tennessee Titans at home, week three. Week four at Tampa Bay. In the words of Jameis Winston, that's a W. Don't care if Bruce Arians is there or not. That's an automatic W. You get a road game out of the way. You go to Tampa Bay.
Texans versus the Honey Badger.
Texans, well, maybe. We'll see. The writing is on the wall there. Week five at Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. Your first game against the Indianapolis Colts, the team that beat you two out of three times. You go to Indy after getting that W at Tampa Bay, to Indianapolis. And then week six, as we cap off the first third of the Texans' dream schedule, versus the Denver Broncos, probably Joe Flacco out there in Denver.
Flacco week six, he'll be in a groove. At Indy week five, I don't know if
that's... game.
Well, it's going to be a tough game.
I don't know the right time to play them, honestly, John.
Well, for some reason, and I can go back and look at the schedule, but for some reason, it always seems that you go to Indy first, and then they come here at the end of the year. The last few seasons, it's always... So I think that might be Indy at home.
Things are changing, bro.
Okay.
We're not predicting. We're laying out the dream schedule.
I'm just telling
you. Come on, Johnny.
I'm just telling you.
Come on, Johnny. Mm-hmm. All right, second third of the Texans' dream schedule. This is week seven. John Lopez and myself are hopping on a jet plane. We're going to eat fish and chips. Texans at Jacksonville. Technically, it counts as a road game, but it's going to be in London. That's how the Texans get the second third of the season started.
I'm in. I'm in.
Week eight. Sorry to all the fans, the Texans fans that want to eat Chick-fil-A, not going to be able to do it. It's not even in Atlanta, but the Atlanta Falcons at NRG in week eight.
I'm good with that.
Week nine, bye week.
Perfect.
You get a bye week. They had it in week 10 last year. This year, it's still late, but you get the bye week halfway through the season. So you've played eight games. You got eight more to go. Perfect split down the middle, the bye week.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Coming off the bye week. Texans versus the New England Patriots. Bill O'Brien with an extra week to prepare as he tries to get the monkey off his back and beat his coaching mentor, Bill Belichick. For the first time, it's going to be a rowdy NRG coming off the bye week. Texans fans tailgating, foaming at the mouth. Tom Brady in town for maybe the last time. We don't know as Tom versus time continues. Texans versus Patriots straight out the bye.
That's going to be a Monday night, right?
Yes.
Let's call that.
It's going to be a battle red night.
Let's call that a Monday night battle red.
It's going to be a Monday night battle red against the New England Patriots. Now, if things go
and
as
an L,
yeah. Well, assuming that that happens, assuming that that's an L, and Bill O'Brien remains winless against Bill Belichick, what better team to bounce back against than the Oakland Raiders? So the Oakland Raiders come at noon the following Sunday, and you get back on the winning side of things.
Yeah, that would do it. That would do it.
The next week. At Baltimore against Lamar Jackson. This is week 12, Texans versus Ravens. Deshaun Watson versus Lamar Jackson right in Baltimore. This is going to be, it's going to be tough because you just beat the Raiders. It's going to be a Thursday night game.
Well, that's going to be a
Thursday? It's going to be a Thursday night game at Baltimore.
Ooh, all the way across the country on a Thursday night.
It's going to be tough.
And against Deshaun Watson's former conference rival.
Yep. So that's the second third of the season. Now we're going to finish this out in style. You're going to Tennessee to face the Tennessee Titans in week 13. Mike Vrabel, Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien now 2-1 against Mike Vrabel, going to drop the hammer and improve that winning percentage to 750. Week 13, you go to Tennessee against the Titans, who, oh, by the way, in week 13, Mike Vrabel might be on the hot seat because they're not looking too good.
This is true.
They're not looking too good, and the Houston Texans are going to put the dagger on Mike Vrabel in his second season, and Marcus Mariota is struggling. Week 14. Jacksonville Jaguars at NRG. Nick Foles and the Jacksonville Jaguars coming to NRG to face the Houston Texans.
I like that as well.
Week 15 at LA against the Chargers.
That's a Thursday night flex game.
No, that is a Sunday night game.
That's a Sunday night, you think?
That's a Sunday night game. That is a football night in America game.
Oh, that'd be
Chargers
sweet.
Versus the Texans. Sunday night football. In San Diego or in Los Angeles, wherever the hell the Chargers play. They play. I know they play in Los Angeles. I'm just messing with you. It even says LA Chargers there. Week 16. You have to go to New Orleans. Never a good thing. Mm-hmm. Never an easy place to play. But if you play them late, there's a chance that the Saints could be running away with the division like they were last year. Because you have to end the season against a division opponent, I couldn't put the Saints there. But you get them as late as possible. Texans at New Orleans against the Saints week 16. Maybe they already have home field locked up. Maybe Drew Brees just plays a half. Perfect time to play the New Orleans Saints.
Christmas in New Orleans, man.
Damn. I didn't even think about that.
Christmas in New Orleans week 16.
Well, I know the Lopez boys will be there.
Darn, they love the Saints. And they love the Texans. That would be an interesting one to see how they cheer for that. But, yeah, Christmas in New Orleans. Let's do that.
And then, of course, week 17. The team that ended your season at your place, they return to the scene of the crime as the Houston Texans and the Indianapolis Colts meet off week 17 at NRG.
I like it. Now, keep in mind, this is not predicting so much as perfect schedule for the Texans.
Yeah, it's a dream schedule.
One thing I don't like about your dream schedule, if I will.
Keep it to yourself, John.
I can't. No, I'm not. I can't keep it to myself. I'm supposed to be doing this.
I'm just kidding.
Four road games in 5 weeks. At the end of the year, at Baltimore, at Tennessee, Jacksonville at home, at L.A., at New Orleans. That's some long trips, four road games in 5 weeks.
Got to grind, man.
You got to grind, including a Sunday night game. And did you say Baltimore was a Thursday night?
No. Baltimore's Thursday night.
Yeah, so you got a Thursday night. Well, that helps a little bit. A Thursday night game there. Yeah, I'll take that just how it is.
Rise and grind.
Yep.
That's the dream schedule. 713-572-4610 if you disagree with that. Could I ask you and Figgy to do something? Because I mentioned the week one, Bill O'Brien, it's not my job thing. Remember when I made a rap song about Bill O'Brien last year?
I do.
Figgy, I want you to judge this, and I want you to do it sore style. I'm almost scared to do this. Someone told me I should, so I'll just go ahead and do it. It was a loophole recommendation. Landry Locker's remake to the No Limit Classic. Shout out to Master P. Shout out to Silk the Shocker. Shout out to Mystical. Shout out to all the No Limit All-Stars. This is Landry Locker, and you go up to five mics, Figgy. So 1 to 5 on the mics. Go easy on me, man. I'm a little bit sensitive. This is the remake of It Ain't My Fault, a.k.a. Bill O'Brien, It Ain't My Job.
It's not my job to do that. It's not my job to do that.
That's why my meat and potatoes come from my offensive stable. I call plays for watching, put him on hospital table. You don't coach, you a hater, have no style, no flavor. Every time I hit the red area, shooting threes like Berea. 500 questions you ask, gonna ruin my day. McClain be getting punked when he bring that stuff my way. Hold on as tight as you can, better watch your damn lip. You know it's hard to win this league, you dumb bitch. I'm strict, I'm rich, I'm smart, I'm white, I'm a vet. I got it, I hold it, I run it, I do it to death. I'm hot, I'm dirty, I'm old, I'm stressed, I'm a crook. Don't blame it on me if the offense stalls and punts.
It's not my job to do that.
All right, go ahead, Figgy. Lay it on me. I need at least 2.5, sir.
I'm going to have to give you 1.5, man.
Damn, bro.
To be honest, man.
Damn,
me
bro.
Being a real critic and listening
to
everything.
It's your job. It is your job.
Yeah, if I didn't know who you were and I heard that song, I would probably turn it off.
That hurts,
but,
man.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Shout out to the Gems and Juice podcast.
Yes.
That have you got a new one going?
Yes, we do an episode every Friday.
All right.
So, sucks.
Yeah. It's the best damn hip-hop podcast in Houston.
I buy it. I haven't heard it yet, and that's on me. I'll do it this week. I'll make a note to do it.
Speaking of the Gems and Juice podcast, Figgy was recording the Gems and Juice podcast earlier last week, and he was doing a Facebook Live trying to answer all the fans' questions about the upcoming podcast. And then Miss Figgy Fig gave him a call, and we know what happens when Miss Figgy Fig gets pissed off. A lot of times it results in Figgy having a black eye and coming to work the next day with sunglasses, with the shades on. Here's what that call sounded like live on Facebook when Miss Figgy Fig called her hubby as he was recording his Gems and Juice podcast.
What's up? Uh-oh. Doing the podcast.
He just sh**ed in my closet.
Oh, man.
And it's liquid and I'm angry as
man.
I'm very upset.
You think he's sick?
I don't know, but it smells really bad in here.
Oh, man, you don't like cleaning up after the dog either.
I don't know what to do because it's liquid. I'm very upset.
You just got... Yeah. What I'll do is just get paper towels, clean it up as much as you can, get a rag.
I want to put him on the porch, but we don't have one.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sweetie, but we got to go. We on Facebook Live, too.
All right.
Oh my gosh. So clearly this is your dog.
Yeah. I do all the work. She just play with it whenever she wants to.
Yeah. Well, that's a good job to get if you can get it. That look, dogs get diarrhea. They get into stuff that they eat.
Yeah.
They eat stuff that they shouldn't get into, I should say.
Yeah, the crazy part about it, he's potty trained. So he never do anything like that.
Yeah, he was sick.
Yeah, but just so happened I happened to be doing a podcast. And she called me. I usually don't even answer when she called either.
Yeah.
But this time, I'm like, you know what? You know, she always call at the same time, so let me see what she want.
Yeah.
And she was pissed.
Hey, dogs get sick. You got to forgive them. How can you not forgive a face like that?
I mean, if they crap in your closet,
Figgy's
dog. Where's
is
the line?
Cute. Have you seen pictures of his dog?
Yeah, I've seen the dog. It's not a very well-behaved dog.
It's not a well-behaved dog. Who says that? Why would you say that? He goes outside.
He's a good dog. Yeah. No, he's a...
He barks all the time when they're gone.
Well, no, he howls.
Yeah. Because he misses you.
Yeah.
He loves you, Figgy.
Yeah, he's actually a born dog. He just lay around all day and look at me.
Is he a lap dog?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean pretty much?
He liked to touch on people. He liked to be on people all the time. So, he's not really a playful dog. He just like... He kind of like a cat.
He's a snuggler.
What happened when you got home?
When I got home, she was asleep. She cleaned it up. I usually get home probably around 1 or 2 from the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she was asleep. She was upset.
Does your dog ever use the restroom in the house, J-Lo?
No. Gibson's the perfect dog. He's the best dog you'll ever want to know.
He licks a lot.
He loves people.
I don't know if that's good. I don't know if the licking is good.
He's a lover, man. He's the Jadeveon Clowney of dogs.
Okay. I'm a lover, man.
Yeah, that's Gibson.
You're going to franchise tag him?
Gibson has got a lifetime contract.
It's day 3 of the J.D. Clowney franchise tag watch. It looks like the Giants are not going to franchise tag safety Landon Collins, who many consider an elite safety. That impacts the Honey Badger, because you got to think that improves the market, so it pushes him maybe a little bit down on the depth chart. And also, we're talking about, you know, investing a lot of money in a guy like Le'Veon Bell. What if Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien decided they wanted to invest a lot of money in the safety position, and they decided to throw a nice chunk of change at Landon Collins? I think it's safe to say, no disrespect to the Honey Badger, that at this point in their careers, Landon Collins is a better player.
Oh, no, he is. He absolutely is a better player. Let's prioritize, though, because Landon Collins isn't going to be cheap either.
No.
So let's prioritize getting that safety versus spending the money on a running back like Le'Veon Bell. I know it's going to be more. It's not apples to apples, but you have to prioritize where you're spending money.
You have to get either Honey Badger, Kareem, or Landon Collins. Like, you have to, I think you have to keep safety a position of strength, so you have to get one of those guys. I don't know what the market's going to be for Landon Collins. I really don't. You know, it's interesting the Giants let him walk, so that tells you something. But let's say the Honey Badger is already in Tampa Bay's back pocket right off the top, right when the legal tampering period begins. Landon Collins is a guy that I would at least kick the tires on and see if he was interested in coming to the Texans.
He's a player, man.
And he can come in there and fill that hole and do a lot of things. He's a total stud. Been one of the best safeties in the league for a few years. Rough year last year, but can't hold it too much against him because the Giants were a total dumpster fire. Speaking of dumpster fires, Jacksonville was a dumpster fire last year. Tom Coughlin has spoken on Blake Bortles. Is there a possibility that Bortles returns with Jacksonville next year? And is the AFC South officially a two-team division? We'll get into that next. You're in the loop on a Thursday on Sports Radio 610.
His trouble with dogs. I mean, he loved dogs.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.